Okay, de zeglisch was aber mehr jakob in so pilch, de zeglisch was der jelle schede was ja schon fahr. Vor schleim was man zusammen in der Netzel, vor schleim was macht man in der Bühne. The Torah tells us Parshas Bo in the Mark of Choshech. Vayom Hashem el Moshe letei yodcha al Hashamayim bi Choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim vayom eish Choshech. So he says that you should bring Choshech on Eretz Mitzrayim. And then it says, Vayet Moshe es yado al Hashamayim. Moshe put his hands up to Shamayim. Bi Choshech avayilam chol Eretz Mitzrayim shlosh es yomim. Loro ish es ochim, lo kom ish mitacht of shlosh es yomim. Ulchol b'nei Yisrael haya'or b'mor shvosa. So Moshe made Choshech on Mitzrim, but Klal Yisrael, there was or. So there's a vort that I always like to say over. If you never heard it from me, you'll hear it now. If you did, you'll hear it again. Maybe there's always. And I think it's the most important yesod in Torah. Take a look at the Toldos Yaakov Yosef on page 4. So it says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef on page 4. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe letei yodcha al Hashamayim bi Choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim chol bnei Yisrael hayor b'moshvosa. Kvar zachardu bir ze le'el letei yodcha al Hashamayim chol bnei Yisrael hayor b'moshvosa. Ma yishno maka zu shehutzroch l'omer shalo hayol Yisrael. Whereas in the other makas don't say and Klal Yisrael didn't have dam and Klal Yisrael didn't have tzardeyah. Here it says they had Choshech and we had Or. Why is that only by the Mark of Choshech is that mentioned, the difference? Okay, maybe some do, but he's saying, what's the point here that it specifically states? Yeah. Okay, you're right. There are some that do, but it seems that it's very stressing here that we had or. So, what's this idea? So he's going to explain like this. Page 7. He says, Zabir Haposa Kaniska, Yom Hashem Moshe, Te Yodcha Al Shamayim, Ratzaloma, the Te Yodcha Al Hamshich, Lemata Devar Bruchni, Shehu Al Shamayim, Kimotoru Tfilo. He says a beautiful idea. He says choshech and or is not what you think it is. You think like the light is closed in this room, the light is open in the other room. Here's dark, here's light. It's much more deep than that. He says, what's the idea? He says, what is the teyot chal hashamayim? What is al hashamayim? Look in the Noam what told us at the bottom of the parish. Ukina el osum shaholchim achrei eretz mitzrayim is also means gashmius. The teyot chal hashamayim haynu shatita yot chal lahorid hashpoa b'edvarim shehem al hashamayim. There is, I want you, says Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring down to the earth a shefa of ruchnius. It's a little esoteric, but it's the hashpa of ruchnius in the world. Whatever hashpa you get from Torah, tefillah. So it's like this. If you're a person who appreciates ruchnius, so for you it's or. But if you're a person that doesn't appreciate Ruchnius, say the person whose whole life is Megushim, Taivas Olam Hazeh. So he says, when you bring a Shefa Ruchni to the world, for him it's Choshech. It doesn't mean anything. So that's what he says. Zeh Bir Apostle, page 7. And this Kelev, Yomer Hashem El Moshe, Neteyat Chal Shemayim. Ratzalomer, Neteyat Chal Hamshich, Lemata Dvar Ruchni, Shem, Shu Al Shemayim, Motor Tfila. Uvizeh Vahi Choshech Al Eretz Mitzrayim. Ve'elu Shem Holchim Acha Tanug, Tavaz Olam Hazeh, Shish lo gvul u'meitzer v'lo hurgul u'bedvarm shemayim. In other words, you're going to bring it to Eretz Mitzrayim, meaning you're going to bring it to people who were never trained in the chashivas of ruchnius. Shavadei lahem or atar tefil hu lahem choshech ki shemayim or lachoshech ki shemayim or lachoshech. Israel, and we know Israel is the Torah Israel Shukrugalo Torah Tfila. Look at the Dovno told us footnote Memalf. Chol Bnei Israel Hayor Hakavana the Leelu Shem B'Torah Israel Rogilu B'Torah Tfila. Whereas people that are Rogil B'Torah Tfila, Lahem Hayanechshav Or Elu Dvarim Shem Al Hashemayim Matamu Zaki Elu Dvarim Hayom Lahem Gam Arachshav Moshvosu Shem. Yoshu Tomid Ba'ol Shotor, Lochem is Agnimo, Hideshav Lahemza or Laganadin. So he says that's the Pshat. In other words, if you're a person who's Murgal, Torah Tfila, you appreciate it. If it is this Shefa Ruchni of the Torah Tfila, for you it's going to be Or. In contrast to somebody who was never trained to be Murgal in Torah Tfila. So when there's a Shefa Ruchni that comes down to the world, it's Choshech for him. It's Choshech for him. And I always, so in other words, if you're not educated, my father, that's how I always used to say, you know, when I didn't want to eat certain foods, he said, you have to educate your palate. You have to appreciate, you know, so I don't know if I'm so matzliach in that, you know, in educating my palate and some, you know, some certain vegetables and things like that. But he says, so I always say, why do you come to yeshiva? Why do you come to yeshiva? What do you gain from yeshiva? You're not here, you're not going to finish Kol HaTorah Kulo. I'm telling you, it's not happening in a year, it's not happening in 10 years. But when you go to yeshiva, you learn to appreciate Torah, Ruchnius, Davening. You appreciate these things. And then for the rest of your life, you have an appreciation. In other words, if you see a kasha from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you appreciate the kasha because you know what learning is about. But if you never were trained in the system of learning, so the kasha, somebody is all excited about this, and you don't know what to, you know what's what they're excited about. Because so if a person his life was totally megusham, so there's no the shefa ruchni that comes in his presence is going to be choshech because he was never taught to appreciate it. He says the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that's pshat and makas choshech. Not necessarily the simple pshat that it was only that it, here was like one room was dark, one room was light. There was a shefa ruchni that came to the world, and for Mitzrim who were totally megusham, they couldn't appreciate such a thing. So for them, it's meaningless. It's dark. Not necessarily physically, but it's meaningless. They don't get motivated by that because they never were taught to appreciate it. But Ulchol B'nei Yisrael, that's the Anshei Maila, who understand what Torah is, what learning is, and things like that. So Hayam Or B'Moshvosam. So it's not pshat that they were two separate things. They had the dam, they didn't have the dam. They had the tzvardeh, they didn't have the tzvardeh. It was the same thing. It was the same shit. The Teyot Chal HaShemayim. Take something from Allah Shemayim and bring it down here, and for you who can appreciate it, it's Or, and the same person who can't appreciate the same thing is Choshech. And that, I think, is the foundation years that a person has in yeshiva gives him that ability to appreciate the the ore from the chosh, the shefa ruchni. And then the rest of your life you can build on that. But if you never had it, then you're never going to appreciate it. That's what we're trying to do. To give that. In other words, for some people think, oh, we have to, you know, curriculum, we have to do this amount, that amount. It's not a question of this amount or that amount, but it's a question of being every sugya, give an appreciation for the sugya, and then you'll get so many sugyas, and then you'll the next 10 sugyas you'll appreciate as well. And Rav Bik Zatzal in the Chaim Moshe on page 20 also speaks about this. Right? What's the Chol B'nei Yisrael? Are you Orbe Moshvosom? So they told us Yaakov to care that. But they know Moshvosom is Machal Yisrael from all the mitzvim. Moshvosom is Machas Barad. Rach Barad, that's what Rabbi Goldstein was pointing out. There were big parents that Machas Barad said Rach Barad Goshen. Lohaya Barad. Okay, Machas Orov. Tiflesi. But do lo Machal Chol B'nei Yisrael lo Yachoshach. That makes it even stronger to pull the Yaakov's disease. That was even the things that it does say, like Rabbi Goldstein was pointing out, that Klal Yisrael didn't have, like by Choshe, by Barad. But it doesn't say in that, it just says Lohia Barad, Lohia Orov. But this says that we had Or, that type of Lashon doesn't, could have just said Lohia Choshech. You know, so that with the Tolos Yaakov Yosef, it's understood very well because it's not two separate things. That here was Choshech, here was Or. It was one chefetz of Ruchnius that those were able to appreciated it, and that's what you're trying to get from your yeshiva education, to appreciate what Ruchnius is, to appreciate davening, to appreciate learning, to appreciate chesed, and then for the rest of your life you'll have. I remember many years ago, Rabbi Neuberger gave a Sichas Musa, the base major. She sent over from Naftali Friedler. He was the Rosh Shiva, the Broys, that he was Rosh Shiva in Toronto. And he said that a Maila to marry a Ben Torah is because a Ben Torah will always have a Sipuk in life. You know, life has hardships sometimes. So the Ben Torah will always have the ability to go to his learning and to get some Sipuk from that. Where somebody who never got that, he's saying, in other words, the Maila marrying a Ben Torah is not only for Frumkeit that he learns Torah, but it's for the Simchas HaChaim Shabbat. That a person and Rambik says a little bit differently. So that's the idea. The Chol B'nei Yisrael Hayo Or B'Moshvosom, because the Ben Torah will always have that ability to have Or. But he says, but Rabbik explains here a little bit different. He says, "Ze kavanas ba'omro chol bnei Yisrael hayomer b'shrosim kavanas ha'or shamar kosuv or aloki." Similar to what he says, that it was a spiritual thing that went into Klal Yisrael. Kivhosiv hakosuv lo b'shrosim ki or ze she'ira al nishmoseim. Hashem lit up the similar to what the told us Yaakov Yosef said. Ki ato b'mei choshekim. And that was they got into Mitzrayim to purify themselves. So it's a similar idea that the Shabbos were inspired, and that's basically more or less. I mean, he says it a little bit different lashon, but a similar idea to what. To what he told us Yaakov Yosef is saying. But if a person's always rushing, you know, his learning, so he's never going to get a geshmak. And, you know, it's the geshmak, you know, a geshmak in learning comes from the havana of learning. a lot of learning. When you understand what you're learning, and you go slow, and you understand what you're learning, then you're going to get that. If you only just go, the whole time, what's next? What's next? What's next? All ideas. When are we going to finish? When are we going to finish? What are we going to finish? Like the Chofetz Chaim said, you have to focus. Like my mom said, the Chofetz Chaim, focus on what you're learning. You're learning now. You're learning today, and you get that or from that, and that's the Or B'Moshe. So I always thought that there's other things here I have in the packet, but that's the main point I wanted to show you today. Everyone should get that appreciation. But if you don't, you never got that appreciation, then it won't. You won't have that sipuk and that orb of Moshvosa. So that's the years that you learned in yeshiva. You get that or, and that Zushem should be a simcha and inspiration. Said before, for the rest of your lives. Okay, Rabosei. So I'm going to wish you a good Shabbos. Special welcome to Natan Bauer from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, together with Yobo from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh. So we have special guests from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh today, and we wish people from other parts of the world, like Avram Levitt from Queens and Rabbi Alter from the West Side, and other Mordechai and Eric Kuhulik and all the fellows that are here who are in Washington Heights. And one day we can all get together someplace in one place. I don't know, in Yerushalayim, Washington Heights, Muncie, I don't know, wherever, and see each other. But at least we see each other on Zoom. It's okay, at least we see each other. So have a good Shabbos. There's a Shabbos. Next Monday, we're starting again the next part of the Shiurim on the Isser of eating matzah on Erev Pesach, which is only in the Bavli and not in the Yerushalmi. Only in the Yerushalmi, I'm sorry, not in the Bavli. And that's the second part of the series. And okay, so looking forward, you should all have a good Shabbos. You should have an or b'moshvosa. And next Thursday, hopefully, we'll have the same time here. I don't know. Oh, yeah. Beta semester, that's right. I might have to give an official chumash here with beta semester. So then I have to, So then I don't know what time the chumash here is. I'll have to let you know. I don't know. Usually it's later in the day. I have to check.
But Monday will be the same, 11 o'clock.
Monday will be the same. Well, yeah.
Okay. And then you'll keep us posted. Okay.
I'll keep it posted. Koltov.
Koltov.
Yeah, Yomo. I can't hear you. Lo shomea.
One ha'ara. Doesn't Rav Kook say that in the Gemara that the Psi Agasa takes away 1/250 of eyesight?
Right.
So he says that it's because someone is moving too fast, and someone who's heading
towards
the
goal, so that fits in good.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That's
That takes away the or.
Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Yobo. So good to see you.
Yobo
used to be a resident of Washington Heights. Now he moved to Yerushalayim. So okay. Also.
Good Shabbos.
Are you Natan?
Good Baruch Hashem, Rebbe. I tried to call like 2 weeks ago. Does Rebbe want my Israel number? That way, that's a good time.
Yeah, I mean, what's well, do you have an American number?
No, yeah, only on
Natan, what's your number?
Yeah, it's 972-55-500-3403.
Okay, please, I'd love to talk to you.
Okay, yes, I'll try Rebbe a little bit later. And if
maybe not today,
Rebbe,
maybe after next week you call? Or
yeah, of course. Is there a day that's best?
Yeah, sometime maybe in the afternoon or something like that. Okay, or I'll try calling you. Either way, we'll hopefully get to each other.
Okay, thank you, Rebbe. Have a great Shabbos.
Great to see you, Rebbe. Okay, so